Hello and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Steven and it's Wednesday, March 13th. Nissan and Honda are considering teaming up to introduce more affordable EVs and to ultimately compete against Chinese automakers like BYD. Partnerships amongst automakers might be more common as companies look to prevent further falling behind EV leaders. According to Nikkei, quote, Nissan may take the plunge as it weighs a partnership with Honda to develop more affordable EV tech. Sources at Nissan said the automaker may discuss joint battery and vehicle development with Honda. Nissan looks to move to a more common EV powertrain, which the two could partner up on purchasing. Another possibility is jointly designing and developing a shared EV platform. The aim here is to reduce EV prices as an attempt to be competitive against Chinese automakers with low-cost models like BYD. As for a little bit of context on BYD, after launching in Japan last year, BYD already accounts for 20% of Japan's EV imports in January. China's surging EV growth pushed the nation ahead of Japan to become the leading global vehicle exporter last year. Just ahead of its first deliveries in the US, Polestar has introduced two additional variants of the 2025 Polestar 3 SUV, including a new base-level dual-motor version that starts at a price of $73,400. Other updates include add-on packages that are now standard and eligibility for lease incentives. When launching in China a year ago, Polestar said the 3 would start at a price of $83,000 in the US, with delivery scheduled to begin in late 2023. Waymo has announced that it will start offering fully autonomous ride-hailing services to the general public in Los Angeles starting tomorrow, March 14th, and that Austin, Texas will open up later this year. Waymo has been testing its Level 4 autonomous ride-hailing service in Los Angeles since 2020 and is now finally ready to open up the service officially. Level 4 is one of the SAE driving automation levels, signaling that the car drives itself with no human driver input, but it is limited to certain circumstances. The LA service covers a somewhat odd geographical area encompassing Santa Monica, Century City, K-Town, and Downtown, with parts of the West Hollywood, Beverly Hills, and Culver City. In total, the area covers approximately 63 square miles, a larger area than Waymo's 47 square mile San Francisco service area. Waymo says that it wants to scale its operation over time and cover a larger area than this, but it doesn't give a timeline for doing so. And these rides start tomorrow, so if you're interested, you better hop on the waitlist quickly. In the beginning, Waymo plans to offer these services for free, but in the coming weeks, it will transfer to a paid model. If you want to sign up and get on the waitlist for Waymo's LA or Austin service, download the Waymo One app, and it will add you to the waitlist for whatever coverage area you're close to. Jeep, Ram, Dodge, and Fiat owner Stellantis is launching its first passenger electric vehicle in the US this year. The first to roll out, the Fiat 500e, is already drawing in new dealers ahead of its deliveries. Fiat's new EV will be the brand's sole vehicle after it retires the 500X. The Fiat 500e Red was the first to drop last month. With a 42 kilowatt-hour battery pack, the electric car has up to 149 miles of range. It features red painted mirrors, LED headlamps, and a front grille. The 500e can add 31 miles of range in 5 minutes with 85 kilowatt fast charging, or 80% in 35 minutes. The 500e is the lightest passenger EV in its segment at just over 3,000 pounds. It's one of the cheapest, starting at $34,095, including destination. Stellantis said the 500e is positioned to take advantage of tax rebates in participating states. The brand looks to expand in the US with its new Fiat Live stores, offering a digital buying experience. Shoppers can connect with an Apple-like Fiat Genius to answer questions or ease concerns. The move is to save overhead because, and I quote, "we want them to be as profitable as possible," explains Fiat's North American leader. Cadillac gave a sneak peek of the future of electric performance, teasing its new opulent Velocity EV concept. General Motors has already pushed back production of several key electric models, including the Equinox EV, Silverado EV, and GMC Sierra Denali EV. The automaker just lifted the Chevy Blazer EV stop sale last week after nearly 3 months due to software issues. GM CEO Mary Barra said 2024 will be the year of execution, as the automaker looks to get back on track. GM lowered the Blazer EV prices by up to $6,500 after regaining eligibility for the $7,500 EV tax credit. A more affordable Blazer EV is set to debut later this year. It will join the Chevy Equinox EV, starting at $34,995. GM expects the Equinox EV to be the most affordable in its segment with up to 319 miles of range. In today's community comment found on YouTube, many of you have been quite welcoming and offering some great constructive feedback. I want to say thank you for the warm welcome and patience as I try to get the rhythm for things. If you have further constructive feedback, please don't hesitate to leave a comment. Thank you all for watching Quick Charge by Electric. I'm Steven and have a great day.